Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
The theme of the dinner is Casino Royale.
Diamonds are forever.
I don't know the theme to Casino Royale, what that one was.
I don't know either.
Well, now I have to look. Introduce the show.
This is Badoo. This is Below Deck Down Under. We are reality gays. Let me tell you, if you have a theme...
I'm Maddie, and that's Poodle. We've got a lot of new people.
You're right. We should. I need to be better about that. You're Maddie, and I'm Maddie, and you're Poodle.
Because people are just listening, going, "Which gay's which?" And you know what? That's okay.
Why does it feel like you're screaming?
Am I screaming?
I don't know.
I'm not that loud.
It always feels like you're screaming at me.
I don't know what the. Oh, you know my name by Chris Cornell.
Really?
That's the theme to Casino Royale.
Okay.
I never knew
Chris Cornell did a Bond theme. I don't think I ever saw that Bond movie. And I'm a fan.
I did.
Ooh, I love his voice.
You've never seen Casino Royale?
No. I don't know how I missed it. I think I actively avoided it.
I was going to say, I never saw any Bond movies except for...
The Daniel Craig?
I've seen all the Daniel Craig ones.
Okay, you need to see the Sean Connery Bond ones.
Oh, wait, no, I saw one with Sean Connery.
They're campier.
With some guy with a metal face.
Yes, I think that is Metal Face.
Dr. No? His name's Metal Face?
No, I think...
They could have come up with a better name than Metal Face.
I think that's the space one. I think that's... people are screaming.
James Bond goes to space?
Yes.
I didn't see that one. This was like on an island and there was water stuff. That's like all of them.
I think that might have been Live and Let Die.
Maybe.
People who know James Bond have just clicked this off because they're angry. It is so weird because I've seen No Time to Die and I've seen a lot of the other Daniel Craigs. I've never seen Casino Royale.
That was what started it all. That's like literally just not having any foreplay. Someone just bends over and just fucks you.
I'm fine with that. Sometimes wow. You don't have a lot of time.
Wow.
And wow. You want to go to bed. Or you actually just want to go watch Seeking Sister Wife. Speaking of.
Good segue.
I just did a crossover with Cara Berry of Everyone's Business But Mine. It was delightful. And we talked about Seeking Sister Wife this last episode. You want all the juicy details.
She posted an Instagram post. And people, I have to say, I think you were a hit. A slutty hit, but a hit. People really enjoyed you.
We had a really good time because I talked about how...
One person said, wow, he's sex positive.
That's what my tricks reaction are usually. Someone... Yeah, I don't know if Kara's audience is ready for talk of rimming or four ways.
They are now.
I think they're usually listening, getting... some of them may be listening, getting their kids ready.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
Know, she does swear, and she doesn't mince words.
Timmy, don't listen to that Mary. That's just Mama's radio to drown out your father.
We're going
to
pray for her.
We're going to pray for her, Timmy.
But we had a really good time. We talked about how Mr. Epps, who she calls Mr. Peanut... definitely wished on a monkey's paw to get those three women, those three beautiful black women.
Yeah,
dating. Yeah, because ain't nothing happening below the belt for her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, y'all, that's where you can find Poodle.
We had a lot of fun.
They had a lot of fun. Also,
we even talked 90 Day Gossip a little bit at the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to be doing, y'all, a little stand-up show on August 18th with Sean Polofsky.
Yay!
Social Media Rants. It's her show. It's at the... it's at the Comedy Store, I believe. Oh, I forgot that part. I just forgot to tell you where it is.
Where is it?
It's in L.A., though. It's okay. On August 18th, because you're not going to be there. You're going to be in
South
Carolina.
I'm going to be in South Carolina with
Mother Poodle, because he's got to go visit. So I'm going to be doing comedy. Poodle's going to be doing tragedy.
Life is but a walking shadow.
Walking
a poor
shadow.
Poor player that struts and frets its hour upon the stage and then is heard from no more.
So follow our Instagram. You can follow me at TheMattMar. I'll post it there. But really, just follow the Reality Gaze, our Reality Gaze podcast
Reality
on
Gaze
our Instagram.
Podcast.
Y'all, we're doing more with our Instagram. We're doing a lot more reels and stuff anyway. So it's a good time to follow us and just get clued in.
We went viral, and that's not because I got my test results back.
No.
It is because we went viral on TikTok.
We did, y'all. We had our first $1 million.
Million dollar. We did not get $1 million.
No.
Mr. TikTok did not send us a check for $1 million. Mr. TikTok.
Yeah, he looks like the Monopoly man, but he wears a beanie instead. But we, a million downloads, y'all, in 24 hours.
That's so great.
A million views. Really great. We have a lot more followers on our
some
TikTok.
Some nerd shared it.
I think are new to us. So that's kind of why, for some of you, you're like, wait, what are y'all doing? That's why. So if you're listening to this Below Deck podcast, this is on our free feed podcast. On our Patreon, we do things like the memes you see on TikTok of 90 Day Fiancé, the classless. Or the classic that we call it. And then if you're on the $8 tier, you're going to get Below Deck and 90 Day Fiancé current season. You're going to get that commercial free. But
for
you also
pleasure.
Get Love After Lockup, just one of the fucking greatest shows on television.
Again, I pity anyone who's not watching that show.
Yes, yeah, so $8, we call it, it's the commercial free
cringe
tier. You're going to get that. You're going to get Smothered when it comes out very soon.
Next week.
So, oh.
You'll also get Extreme Sisters, a show I needed Dramamine to get through.
Ooh, and I see they're coming out with one like people that are close to their mother-in-laws. That's going to be fucking bonkers.
Like mother-in-laws / sister-in-laws.
It's going to be like Olivia and Kim Plath before they hated one another. It's going to be great.
Speaking of, you get that on the $8 tier, too. We just wrapped up our Plathville season.
Yes. And on the $15 tier, that's our video tier right now. That's where you get a video of us doing the 90 Day Fiancé podcast. And also, if you're into the classless, we actually do a watch-along, kind of our version of Pillow Talk. Pillow Biter Talk, where we're watching 90 Day Fiancé classless
for the first
season,
time.
For the first time, because we've never seen it.
Yeah. A classic clip of that is when it was revealed to us that Nicole had cheated on Azin. She cheated.
We freaked the fuck out.
I had to walk off out of camera frame.
Remember when I knew this already, but you should have seen Poodle's face when he found out Molly was already married.
Oh,
you were gung-gunked.
That was nuts.
It was nuts.
I'm sad to say goodbye to this season.
Me too. It was a great season. Anyway, so y'all, that's all that's going on.
It's so hard to say goodbye to trash bags.
Hefty.
So, should we talk about the show?
Yeah, I think that's...
Why bother?
I think that's it. Let's talk about Below Deck Down.
This is episode 5. Something's fishy.
I didn't look at the title, but hearing that makes me
laugh. Something's
fishy. Because I said this to Poodle before we start. Y'all... I've never met a woman named Eunice who's that beautiful on the outside.
But ugly on the inside.
She's a harpy on the inside.
Yeah,
just
she's awful.
Horrible.
Yep.
Horrible. And because of her, I had McDonald's today for lunch because she said she wanted it. And then that's all I thought about.
I must say this, too. Thank God that Ryan is finally getting human trash bags as a charter guest. Human garbage.
I hate him.
We
chandelier
have,
screen
we have
for that.
A whole charter of elitist, fake wealth, and that's what Toomey said. I like being around real rich people because they'll never tell you where they got things. And that is the fucking truth.
This fucking queen in a robe keeps saying Morocco.
Him and his fucking shorty robe.
Morocco. Y'all, he's real bad in bed. And terrible. He does freaky deaky stuff. And that poor bottom is just...
And it goes nowhere.
It goes nowhere. And the poor bottom is just sitting there getting their balls electrified going, when can I go home? Please. Are you going to kill me?
No, this is only step four in the process. There is 11 steps.
I got this dildo in Nice.
Limited edition. It's Gucci.
For your coochie. Gucci should make dildos. This, Gucci for your coochie.
Y'all, this piece of
we
shit.
We just gave them branding.
And Eunice. I think they just found Eunice on Instagram.
I think so.
They're like, can you act awful?
Sure.
Yeah. Can you act like just, can you be a villain?
So before they come out, and y'all remember we said last week, or we said on Below Deck Med and Below Deck Med last week, we're going to start scheduling, but we will be having our interview
Marcos,
with Marcos.
Someone just wandered randomly into his restaurant without me.
Didn't mean to. Didn't mean to, but I did. But anyway, so... Jamie messaged us on Instagram.
Because we posted our girth boat meme.
Which TikTok took down. TikTok took down our girth boat meme.
Y'all,
they're homophobic.
The TikTok gods giveth and they taketh away.
Well,
it's karma.
Isn't it a Chinese company?
I think it is a Chinese
company.
Doesn't
get it then. Hard to be gay in China.
I can't figure out why they took it down because we didn't say anything dirty, did we?
Someone reported it. Y'all, if you're watching or listening to the girth boat and you get offended, fuck off. You need to have an orgasm for the first time in your life because you've got problems. Bless your heart.
Go get finger blasted.
Yes. Just
yeah. Ask your priest.
Poodle and I are a little venomous today, y'all.
I know.
We're like vipers just circling around going.
God knows what I'm going to say.
Jason.
My fangs are dripping.
Jason left us a voice memo saying. Jamie left a voice memo saying how much he liked the video.
It's like, I really liked it. You guys are really funny.
And he
I've
said
shown
something
it
like
a couple of people.
He said it was fucking hilarious. And he
fucking
said
hilarious.
Fuck, and my dick moved.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Y'all. Ooh.
You think he might get an OnlyFans after this?
I'm hoping, praying.
You'll
Jamie,
be the next subscriber.
If you're I'll be your first subscriber. I'll be the first person you block too.
And then, and then, can you just send me some of the other pictures? Because
no,
I'm not
you're paying
subscribe.
For it. He's a businessman.
No.
So, anyway, y'all. However, love Jamie. He's real hot, but. What did you think of, this is my first teabag. Y'all, if you're new to the show, we don't do the whole thing.
We don't synopsize. We just kind of
choose. Little teabags.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you, I don't know how I felt about the way they just got read the riot act by Captain Jason.
Yeah.
And how did you feel about the way Jamie kind of.
He just wrote things in his little pad.
Motivated
like,
his team.
Do better. See, that's what I expected him to write in his yellow pad.
See, I thought he was writing. Chest press times three.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
he was like writing a work. It's one of those little books they use in the gym.
Yep.
But I don't know. I felt like, what did you think about the way he kind of.
Oh, I don't think anything's going to improve because he's not specific.
It was not inspiring to at all.
Actually, what he did do after that is showed everyone, he took everyone through their paces about
that was
the
great.
Jet skis. And I think he's decided he knew he had to do. Kind of an education thing for everybody.
That was
there.
Great. But in this moment, he just kind of said, do quicker. Use your experience.
No,
you can do it. And I went, this is going to help at all.
That
so
was,
I'm glad to see that,
that
follow-up.
Because Jason was in earshot, I think. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to give us the level of leadership, bosun leadership that a lot of times is expected on these ships.
So here's my question. You've watched more seasons of Below Deck.
Yeah.
I just started like a year ago with Below Deck Med and Captain Sandy. And
what a start.
But now, and Malia is a bosun.
Yeah, she's very effective.
Who I have to say, though, Malia was a pretty good.
Oh yeah, she's very good at her job.
Very, I know a lot of people have problems with her, but she's very good.
Very person. Very on it. And
but
very
would
good at
some
job.
People say, looking this and seeing the rest of the bosuns we've had, not I'm not talking about Ray Gunn on this season of Below Deck Med. She's horrible, abysmal.
Oh, poor Ray Gunn.
But I feel like a lot of bosuns are less hands on. Is Malia too hand holdy as a bosun? I would say no.
No,
I thought she was supportive and really great.
They're usually dicks.
Who
they're
are the
dicks?
Who are the well known? Because we had Eddie. I thought he was a pretty decent bosun. I don't think he was terrible.
You've had others like Zhao, who's South African, who's a dick. Yes, until you get to know him, then you realize what an absolute misogynist he is, and. He's really hot though.
Yeah, you would still let him dick you down.
Yeah, and then there's Kelly, from like season two. A lot of them are dicks. I think that's and
so
they're
that's
all
why
men.
I was asking.
Yeah.
I think my very first introduction was Malia, and then we did Below Deck Med, and then on Below Deck it was Eddie, who are not dicks.
Well, Eddie tries to be everyone's best friend, but he comes off as dickish. But his dickishness. Is far below some of the others.
And the last season we saw, though, you even said then, that was like the less
that was
dicky.
That was the best dick.
So that's what I'm getting to. I think I had a false impression when we started the show that bosuns are really pretty...
hands-on and very
hands-on
helpful.
And very helpful and nice. And I'm now going, oh, I don't think that's the case.
Usually the other deck crew members kind of resent them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that was a long teabag, but I kind of needed that to flesh out.
In general, I should say I should
shipstery.
It varies from season to season.
Okay.
Med has been helped because Malia's been there for a while. And I'm trying to think who was bosun earlier in those seasons. I think Wes. No, Wes was on deck crew with her. But yeah, the OG Below Deck has had a history of shitty bosuns.
Okay.
Or just, they've actually been effective, but they're such assholes.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
So.
Yeah. Sorry, y'all. That was a long one, but I kind of wanted, and maybe some of you two that are new. What's your teabag poods?
My next one is Benny ordering a garden salad. At this really nice restaurant.
Did you have the same reaction as when I ordered a salad at a barbecue restaurant?
You know, it's a little different. I think I kind of understand if you're not very hungry or you are watching you're watching your weight or you're being health conscious. I think you can get a lot of things, but a garden salad really is the middle of the road of what a restaurant has to option. That is the option that they have for your anorexic friend who only wants
middle
garden.
Of the road. I think it's like bottom of the road, which is why, talk about a callback. It's such a wonderful, great thing when Eunice says to Ryan,
Can I get a garden salad?
Which
a salad?
You know, is the most fucking insulting thing to him.
Oh, it's possible.
Oh,
because anyone can do a garden salad.
Anyone could do. Magda could do a garden salad. And y'all, she can't do a lot.
She has a hard time. God, it was such a great scene when they're like, this could not have been replicated. I almost started the show this way, but it would have taken props. And you know me and props.
No good.
Where Jason says, everybody ready? Here we go. And Magda drops all the champagne.
Quack, 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 quack. That's something Poodle would do, by the way.
Yeah, I'm a dropper. I am a dropper.
I have to say, a tray full
I drop of, things.
I think they should use stemless champagne glasses, although I agree with you what they're doing on Below Deck Med. I think it's smarter to do little welcome shots.
Welcome shots.
But then also you're not having things on stem.
Yes.
That are all falling.
Yes.
Or if you're going to do champagne.
It's the glamour of champagne glasses.
I would maybe use the glasses that are, what are they called? The ones that looks like a woman's, was it Marie Antoinette's breast or something like that? That's what?
What?
That's what those champagne glasses, those one champagne glasses that are kind of like the ones they used a lot in the 40s and 30s.
Oh, yeah. I think those those kind of aged out because now I think stemless glasses are great for wine. they don't look good for champagne. They just don't.
No, they don't. They don't. No, but just come at me. If somebody's a sommelier. If someone's a sommelier or something like that, I think those glasses, they're formed after someone in French royalty's tit.
I'll have to.
I think literally. I think that's true.
I'm not a sommelier, so
somebody
shocking.
Might know.
Possibly. Anyway, that garden salad order.
I don't know a lot about tits. I need to put that out there.
And I think it's okay to order a salad wherever you're going. Don't maybe order a salad when your best friend is having a birthday and you're at a barbecue restaurant.
So my next teabag.
Yeah.
You told me you forgave me for that. Remember, our very responsible, reasonable lesbian friend did a mediation with us.
I'm kind of over it now.
Y'all, my next teabag is we're getting shirtless Captain.
God
bless.
Did you see pictures of him when he was young? There's been some pictures of him.
You look like a movie. I want to suck your dick. I saw your pectorals when you were young.
He's really hot.
Let me motorboat you in this light. Sorry. I could go all in this. I love the Billy Gilman version of that song. It makes me cry.
Billy Gilman recorded that?
You never heard Billy Gilman singing that on The Voice?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that now.
Oh, my.
You shared it.
I shared it with you, and you went, we need to go see him live.
I'm sure he's playing at a state fair.
I would love a state fair. I would buy you a Twinkie for going with me.
I'd have to roll you out of there. You'd eat so much food.
I can't eat that fair food, but you can have some. I've never had a deep fried Oreo. I've never had a deep fried Twinkie. I've never had any of that deep fried shit because it just makes me want to.
It makes me sick.
Shit, you've had it?
No, all that stuff. Yeah.
Does it taste good?
It tastes delicious.
Really?
You just can't eat a lot of it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No. Ugh.
You say that, but you hear. Cut to you, like, with your chocolate all over your mouth.
A deep-fried Twix?
Yes.
I don't want... Maybe.
Yeah, you'd eat that. Yeah.
Do they fry it in, like, corn dough bread? Or corn dog bread?
No. It's usually, like, almost like funnel cake a lot of times.
Oh.
Yeah. Your tune changed now.
Y'all, if you want to see Poodle go fucking crazy...
Give him
the smell of funnel cake.
I'm not responsible for who I am around a funnel cake. I am not responsible. You smell that kind of yeasty, donutty, like powdered sugar blend.
It's like a full-on crack addict, y'all. His eyes get so big.
Yeah, it's not. I apologize in advance. Funnel cakes is an invention that happened, and God just looked down and said, "That was good." There are very few things I can honestly say that was perfect, but God is like, I gotta say, y'all did good there.
Yeah,
yeah. That's a funnel cake after my own heart here.
That and David Beckham.
Ooh, it's a good one too.
Yeah, he went. That is good.
Yeah, and a really good martini. God's like, that's so funnel cakes, David Beckham, and a really, really well-made martini.
Which
is like you just waft the vermouth over it. You just like drag the bottle. It's perfectly, perfectly shaken and cold. Yeah. Not a ton of olive juice. Not one of those salt licks. Yeah. I need to move on because I'm starting to get thirsty. Anyway,
your turn. Jason. I said Captain.
Okay, what do you think about Ryan being loud at dinner? This is just like the worst part of Philly coming out.
Hashtag Ryan. It's just hashtag Ryan.
I don't know if you've seen it. He had been drinking a lot before.
Yeah, he was drunk. You could tell he was drunk.
He's like, I'm gonna be loud. I'm not gonna change for anybody.
And Asia's like, let me be who I am, accept it or not.
Asia's like, you need to have some self-awareness.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm just saying you didn't have some self-awareness.
Well, what Aisha doesn't know is that The slogan of Philly is, we don't give a fuck. If you've ever been to Philly.
And we'll fight you.
And we'll fight you. You'll figure that out real quick.
That's over the city. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck, Philly. Don't get me wrong.
What'd you say about Rocky?
Yeah, I fucking love Philadelphia.
That's underneath it.
Y'all, of all the cities we toured at, that was the only one that said, we didn't know what song you were going to do, but it better not be about Rocky.
Yes. No, and I was like, even my Uber driver, I was like, yeah, I got to go back and get our boxer costume. She's like, yeah, you're going to be a Rocky bit? And I was like, yeah. She's like, better not clown on Rocky. No one's going to like that. I didn't ask her opinion.
No.
She just told me to do my show.
She did. And luckily, we weren't clowning on Rocky.
We were not clowning on Rocky.
We were celebrating Rocky.
I need to bring back the phrase, don't clown on Rocky.
Don't clown on Rocky.
Y'all, she was adamant. Even before I left, she's like, have a good show. Don't clown on Rocky.
She did.
She might be a listener now.
May I doubt
it. She liked me talking about the podcast.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she wanted to know everything.
Well, remember, she wanted a good tip.
It's not like me. I'm not like you, and I don't start like having diarrhea of the mouth as soon as I get in
the
Uber.
I don't do that.
You have to drag it out of me because I don't want to talk to strangers.
Rude.
No, I will if they ask me questions. And I will get talkative if it's something they want to know about, but I don't start sharing. Yeah.
I just want to connect with people.
I just assume no one gives a shit about my life.
That is Philly.
Yeah. Everyone's got their own life.
They do.
And their own problems.
They do. But, you know, maybe it's good just to be a little bit of an ear sometimes for people. They just want to ask you what's a good eyeshadow color, and you can direct them to that.
You know, you already start telling them. That's the difference.
Anyway. If someone has a beautiful hazel eye, I'm going to tell them a nice plum eyeliner is going to be perfect.
Preferably
the one at Chanel. It's one of my favorites.
I just don't want to. I want to respect people's boundaries and not invade too much. And I honestly don't. It's not that I don't care about their life. But we're okay. The universe meant us not to know one another. It's okay.
Yeah, originally, we're supposed to be in our little caves. You're right. I get that.
But anyway, I wanted to talk about Ryan, and they do say this really forms his philosophy. He's like, my dad passed at 51. He worked his ass off, and I can see how that would make you very angry, and it would make you like have a chip on your shoulder, and. But not it shouldn't make you an arrogant jerk like you always are.
I can't. I'm kind of – this is becoming a trend now. And I think reality stars – and this is a – I'm going to fault this for producers,
too. The asshole chef trend has been around for about 15 years.
No, I'm going to say something. But I think it's part of production. I think what's happening in reality TV, and I kind of think this is happening across the board, honestly, with this whole, God bless her, y'all know we love Brené Brown, The Gifts of Imperfection, read that book, Darren Gray, read them all. But this idea of vulnerability, people feel like, well, vulnerability is for me telling you something happened in my past that made me the way I am.
That's not vulnerability.
And that gives me carte blanche to act this horrific way because mommy didn't love me when I was 7 and take me to the bowling alley to go get a hamburger there because she said I was too chubby.
I'm sure that's not a personal story.
Not at all. Not at all.
And I bet that bowling alley had the best burgers.
Well, you know what? Bolarama's closed now, and I can't ever go back. But you know what? Doesn't matter.
That's making excuses.
Because that's actually making an excuse. That's what's going to It's making an excuse.
I agree.
Vulnerability, it would be if Ryan said, you know what? I'm screaming right now. I'm being an asshole because I don't want to look stupid in front of any of you.
Yeah.
Someone's here. Y'all, someone's at Poodle's door, so we're going to take a commercial.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist, about me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Okay, so let's talk about this Toomey and Jason thing. Jamie, sorry.
This is going to be a problem for you.
I kept typing Jason.
So that's it. Yeah.
Y'all, I read what I write.
Yeah. No, you confused it once.
I could write down Fernando. Fernando. And I would just keep typing it. Anyway. So, first of all, I want to know, and this is maybe a bigger question, but Jamie doesn't think it's a big deal to get into the hot tub with the guest.
Right. I thought it was a huge deal, like Toomey did.
Toomey thinks it's a huge deal. I want to know, too, like, not that I'm saying boating has evolved that much, but is it also from the standpoint that it's still a little bit okay for men to get sexualized a little, where people kind of are knowing now you don't do that to women, you wouldn't ask a woman to go inside the jacuzzi. And so when they were talking, I feel like, I think y'all are both coming from two different worlds of Toomey's this beautiful woman who is... She feels way differently and has way less privilege than a hot man that can just walk into a hot tub and take a picture.
I don't see it as based on gender at all.
I'm saying it shouldn't be based on gender. Let me clarify that. But they're perspectives.
I'm saying that it wouldn't matter to Toomey if it was a man or a woman who got in the hot tub.
Yes.
It's still staff with guests in the hot tub. It looks like they're having a good time.
I agree with that. But I feel like just with like... I feel like it's Jamie just not getting it because he's a... I didn't understand why they both couldn't understand each other on this.
I think
that's
Jamie is... I think Toomey is coming from a very... she's from South Africa. So a very... In hospitality, you work in a very striated system. You want to serve the guests. You never, ever go above your rank as... fraternizing with the guests. She's all about propriety,
mm-hmm.
and Jamie is not. Jamie mm-hmm. says you should be able to. It's if the guests want an experience, you give them an experience.
Like she said about Ryan, she wished he would go to finishing school.
Exactly.
She comes from that world, and she was raised. She talks about her mother raised her that way.
I think this is two very different ways of looking at the world of service. And one of what she belongs to is definitely older and more established.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole Jamie's, this idea of anything goes if it's for the guests. And yeah, I think in the second model, Jamie's way of doing things, you have a lot more room to get in trouble. But
yeah,
the lines are blurring. It's also Australians, who are a lot less formal. about things.
Like we see on Below Deck Med this season, we see that I think Kyle literally makes out with one of the guests.
He's South African.
Oh, he is South African. Sorry.
I just shot you down like right away.
But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what they're. But we do see like this is a theme we're seeing of people overstepping bounds with guests.
Yes. Yeah.
Would if a group of guests were some hunky shirtless men and they asked you to get in a hot tub, would you?
You know, I would be so concerned about keeping my job that I probably wouldn't.
What if it was.
Yeah, especially if there were cameras.
What if it was someone who looked like Jake Gyllenhaal or Ryan Gosling?
I would turn the cameras off.
Oops, camera fell in the water. Ruined.
Yeah, I'd find a way. Yeah. But I want to make it clear, I'm Team Toomey in this.
No, I am too. I mean, I'm Team Toomey too because I think that, like, I think Jamie is looking at it from the perspective. I don't mean to go into all, but I just think Jamie's looking at it from an Australian straight white guy perspective. Like, that's a totally different perspective of you can bend the rules and do,
you can
but
do
like,
anything
when,
you want. Yeah,
when
agree.
You're, if I was a gay person on the boat, I'm like, I've got to like stick to the rules.
Yeah,
Toomey, and like,
Toomey knows you need to, everyone needs their place. Yeah.
Yeah. And this. Like, and so, I'm on. So, but as we see, I think a fallacy of Jamie is he doesn't always, he comes back around maybe a little bit later, but he doesn't see people's perspectives really great.
No, especially if he's been drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which later, this is kind of going forward, but later he does, I don't know if he doesn't really apologize to her. He just says, well, he said, I'm sorry.
He does apologize. Yeah. He writes her some kind of note.
And he gives her a heart.
And says something in Afrikaans.
Yes. I mean, yeah. So, like, and he, oh, and so they seem to be all fine now.
Yeah, I think she's, even with Culver, she's like, I'm not going to get anyone into trouble. I'm going to let this slide.
But you know what? A lot of this came up for me, too, is Jamie was almost acting as if he, in a weird way, he didn't want this to get up to captain.
Yeah, I agree.
And I thought, if it's not a problem, then what's the big deal if the captain knows about this?
What did you think, just to go further in this,
reunion.
What did you think of Jamie saying to me, you should not have told Bertina, you should have come to me? I can actually see his point there.
I agree with that. I think what Jamie is trying to avoid, and this is rightly so,
boat gossip.
He's just trying to gossip, and then people getting all upset about things when she should have came to him, and he could have said, "My department, it's not a problem for me, but it's noted," and that's kind of the way boats work.
He probably would have handled it the same exact way he did, but she wouldn't have been kind of starting. It's not that it's gossip. She said, I was upset about it. So I told someone, however, you told Brittini, who is going to spread it around, and then people are going to get their feelings hurt. And unfortunately, Jamie told Culver about it. And then he also made it worse by telling Culver that Toomey thought he was in the wrong. So it just.
But at the way, though, I don't know if he made it worse. I feel like I kind of thought he found out about that. I kind of thought that that was actually maybe a good thing he did, because he went to Culver and said, because I think he was thinking, if this gets back to him,
oh, I see,
I'm letting
what you're
him
saying.
Know, like, this is
it's
not
a problem
for
me.
I want to squash this
see.
Now.
I thought it was
before
just
it goes
gossip,
up the ranks.
But I understand that,
because
yeah.
You're right. I do see that. It wasn't even like Toomey was venting to another stew. She was venting to someone on the deck crew.
Yeah, who is her roommate?
Who is her roommate? But still. Does that make Brittini look at Culver? Like,
right.
So I see where Jamie's coming from. He's trying to keep his team together.
Yeah, I agree. Because
he's already got to deal with fucking Benny.
The next thing I have is, it's time for another episode.
Of what?
Of Below
Poodle's Playpen? Oh, God. Oh.
Theater.
Hey!
In this next version of Below Deck Theater, I'll be playing the role of Captain Jason. You'll be playing the role of Benny. And Benny is starting to, is making some noodles.
Yes, Benny is making some noodles.
And saying, hey there, Benny, what you doing with the, what do you mean? No, you have to put a plate on there.
Just making some noodles, making some ramen.
You have to put a plate on top of your noodles.
What do you mean, making?
You have to let them steep.
What do you mean, steep? What's steep mean?
Wait a minute. Did your mother and father not teach you how to make no noodles? You open the package, you put the noodles in, you steep them. What did your mother and father teach you?
Both my parents are dead. Did die this year.
Oh.
Just
no,
died.
No, it could
still
have been
fresh.
This year. Oh.
Yeah, it's real fresh. In fact,
how'd they die, if you don't mind me asking?
In a noodle factory accident. Yeah, that's why I try to eat noodle. Makes me think of them.
Oh. So I really stepped in it, didn't I?
Yeah, my father wanted to always be a captain, but noodle money doesn't go far. So he just kept working at the noodle. He's going to retire next year and buy a boat.
And
that's kind of why I'm here.
How do they die, if you don't mind me? Like, what happened to them?
Let's just say that Roma had to do a recall of noodles for about 2 months.
Yeah, I got stuff I need to do on the captain's bridge now that you made me feel like shit.
All right, well, they died. Yeah, they died.
And scene. I wanted to do that because it was absolutely brutal.
It was brutal. We're not making fun of the way. We don't know how his parents passed away. That was really horrible. My dad just died, so I get it.
But it was, he's like.
Captain was just like.
That's just one of those things you kind of say when you're ribbing people. And Benny's like, they're dead. And it's kind of like.
Because you don't think that because he's so young.
Yeah.
You would think it would be okay to say that. It'd be kind of like when Poodle made fun of Sandy Duncan's glass eye when he was in a choir and she heard him and called him out in front of everyone.
No, that was just asshole behavior. That just...
Of you, not her.
No, that was me.
That's my favorite
And pointed
story.
At saying, it's this one.
You were like, say, Poodle said, which one? Y'all, because he can't whisper.
Every whisper for me is like a stage whisper on the stage of the Muni in St. Louis. Huge, huge outdoor theater. I have to make that stage whisper go to 10,000 people.
And what you said, she has a glass eye.
She has a glass eye. I wonder which one it is.
And she turned around and said, it's the left one.
Yeah.
And
just stared at me. And I actually shrank.
I wish there was a camera there to see your face just go. Just mouth. I bet your mouth was open.
I think I probably just looked down or something and thought and I almost said, she said it, my friend Sarah.
Can I, you know, for my, like, I've already turned 40, so for my 50th birthday.
In a year?
Yours will be 60. I'm 43. Can I fly to South Carolina? Because your mother won't fly here because she hates it. And you just tell her that story and I just watch her reaction.
She would say, oh my God. That's so embarrassing. Why don't you say that? That's really embarrassing that my child would do that. It'll go back on her somehow. Cheaper, how does that make me feel?
Oh, I would love it.
It somehow get back to her.
Oh, I would love it.
I want to just have one little... actually, you go first, and then I'll do my next one.
I want to say good on Aisha, because she, I think, is doing a smart thing. Of y'all, Magda's not pulling her weight.
No, this was a great move.
Laundry move is terrible, and so she does two things. She talks to the students, and she said, I'm going to swap you both. And she said,
I'm going to swap you both. But you're going to switch shifts.
Because Toomey is second.
Yeah.
She said, and she approached it as, Toomey, I'm going to give you a little bit of a break. And Toomey later on goes, thank God I'm not serving these fucking assholes. But she does that. And Magda goes, okay. And then Toomey, she later goes to Toomey and says, hey, I hope there wasn't an offense. I need to keep my eye on her. And Toomey gets it, y'all.
No, this is so smart. Aisha's doing a great job.
I kind of think Toomey's the smartest person on this boat. Like, she sees...
Oh, yeah.
She sees the big picture of everything.
She's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I really like her, too, a lot. And, but so, then we find out, I mean, it's kind of like, kind of going off of this tea bag, like a secondary tea, a double tea bag.
A double tea bag.
Always
an exquisite maneuver.
It is.
To approach.
Matt does never really served
drinks.
Before. She said
she
on the last boat.
Doesn't know what a cocktail is.
She said on the last boat she was only a yoga and dance instructor.
Also personal trainer, don't forget.
Y'all.
She is woefully
this
underqualified.
Just made sense. I went, when she said that, I went, how did you get this job?
Casting. That's the third stew lottery.
It is.
The third stew lottery is your color, kind of like the one who's going to kind of fuck up or the one who's going to be good TV.
Now,
the third stew.
I don't.
Or the third deckhand member.
I don't think she's going to leave or get kicked off or anything like that. I don't think she's that. I feel like she can learn, but.
Everyone likes her too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ryan wants to fuck her too much, so they're going to keep that on for...
I think unless... The only thing, she would leave voluntarily because her mental state couldn't take it.
But I don't think she wants to do that because, y'all, she loves her boyfriend, but she really doesn't want to see him too much. She wants to be able to flirt and fuck other people.
Yeah. She doesn't know it yet. I want to say that the people, the jobs of this charter... could not better express who they are. We find out that these people are. Kamir? Am I getting that wrong?
Kareem.
Kareem is a global concierge. I think that's the same. It's close to Jesse as being a. Okay. What was it? What did Jesse call?
Global. He said the global travel
something.
Influencer.
No, yeah,
or something,
something.
Like that.
It's awful.
It's awful.
And there's someone in crypto because, of course, there is.
Yeah, they're not on this boat now.
Just disgusting people.
Times is hard.
Oh, there's a Grindr notification.
Well, turn it down. Look at a dick pic later.
Anyway,
these people walk on the boat.
Human garbage.
Wearing a robe.
A shorty robe. Not just a robe. A shorty robe.
He wears this robe and he immediately starts talking
like Mr.
about
Mr. Howell from
where
Gilligan's
it's from.
Island.
And there's only like...
Lover. You never saw that show, right?
A glimpse.
But you know, Mr. Howell, he has a pope. He's a lover. What do you think, lover?
Everybody looks like...
What was his name? Yes. She talked like this.
They all look like the version of Clue, but on an island.
Yes. It was a weird concept.
Lover. Stephen Schwartz.
Sherwood Schwartz.
Sherwood Schwartz.
You know that great... sitcom from Stephen Schwartz, Lost in the Wilderness.
Did you ever watch Sea Eagle fly to the sun and wonder why they got marooned on an island?
Because I got shipwrecked with you. Because I was stranded with you. I have been changed.
Oh, Gilligan, my little buddy.
This is a niche musical theater joke that only three people are going to get.
There's a little Children of Eden for you, and then some Wicked.
I met Steve Schwartz once.
Steven.
My friend, he was with Alan Menken, and Alan said, meet my friend Steve.
Bad toupe.
And I said.
Terrible toupee.
Yeah. But
one of the worst in the business.
But still, in a way, kind of handsome.
He is, yeah.
Yeah. Is he gay?
Yes.
Yeah, I got that vibe. The way he looked at me.
Actually, he has a son with a woman, but he...
Yeah, I might too.
By all rights, he's gay.
Yeah. He was handsome.
Yeah.
He took the toupee off. I'd hit it. I'd get that wicked dick.
One of the worst in the business, y'all.
Was he a terrible person?
No, one of the worst toupees.
Oh, he was very nice.
It's not he's a terrible person. He actually critiqued one of my pieces... for a conference once, and he said had some really nice things to say.
Well, that's nice.
A little of it was a little bit like, it's like, composers, you can't, they was talking about something not in my piece, but so composers, you can't let this line hit. This is just a really awkward rhyme. And I'm like, you mean like, and I had set a vision almost like a prophecy. That was in my head going, yeah, that's a lot of wicked. This is a third draft, not a full show. It's a third draft.
Okay.
Again, more niche.
We're
going to
get hate mail. And this isn't Poodle's Broadway Corner yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. He's saving up, y'all. He's getting information.
I think on the next, no, that's classless. On the next time, I'll talk about the Bridgerton musical copyright issue.
I actually think you should start making videos on your own Instagram, because you don't do anything on your own Instagram.
I don't.
I think you could put Poodle's Broadway Corner on your
just
Instagram.
Just because you don't want it on this show.
A little. But actually, no. I think like you could do the videos that people do where they're talking to the camera and the words come up, and I think it would be a big hit.
Maybe.
I'm just trying to invest in your career.
Just more work.
I think it'd blow up. You take out 10 minutes of looking at dick. You just hold your phone up and do it.
I don't know. I think I need a producer.
So, I don't even remember what I was. Oh.
That's my teabag.
So, Kareem is walking around with this robe saying, and basically said, look, can we move these little angels?
It's just scary.
Too scary. Too gothic. Whatever. It freaks me out.
It's very 80s.
He keeps talking about the boat, how it's not decorated right. It all doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that 15 people in the world only have this fucking robe. Who the fuck cares? There's a name that everyone needs to remember because it's the name that's going to take down Ryan. And that name is what, Poodle?
Eunice.
I will, Bubba.
I will, yeah.
I told you, Bubba.
Y'all, Mama's family. Carol Burnett.
Sorry, Mama.
Vicki Lawrence.
That's what I expect a Eunice to look like.
That's what a Eunice should look like.
But this woman.
I have a great aunt, Eunice. She's dead. So, yeah. Most Eunices are dead.
Most Eunices are dead. But you know someone is going to send us a picture of the little baby that was just born named Eunice.
Anybody, Eunice?
I don't dislike the name, Eunice. I like the name and well enough. I just don't know. It's like one of those names where it just never sounds young.
No, it's over 80.
It's like the name Bert. You don't have a, and go, look a little Bert.
You could almost have a little Bert as a little tiny boy, but it's either a little kid or someone over 80.
Can't imagine
in the middle.
15-year-old
Bert.
Can you imagine a 15-year-old email skater teen and a skinny brother like, hey man, what's your name? He's like, Bert.
Nope.
Doesn't make sense.
There's not a 40-something tech bro named Bert.
That's kind of true because you can't imagine like a cheerleader, head cheer. What's your name? Eunice.
No. No.
No.
Unless it's super niche, like someone names only old people names.
I mean, my grandma's name was Hazel, and I could imagine a Hazel.
Hazel is a more popular name for kids.
My other grandma was Maybelle, and I could imagine a Maybelle.
That is so country. No, not Maybelle. Maybelle sounds like she fell out the turnip truck.
Well, she was raised in that wagon most of her life as a boy.
Oh my God, I love that story.
It's a good story. I think I've told you that before. My grandma, y'all, my great-grandma, my nanny, she went into a mental institution. And so...
Never see that.
My grandma Maybelle, I know, my grandma Maybelle's daddy...
In my family, we call those nervous hospitals.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember his last name, but their last name is King. So Daddy King raised her... Like underneath, they were under the bridge or something like that. But
a bridge,
but they
like a troll.
They lived in a while in a covered wagon, but kind of like Natty Gann or something like that. Like that story,
yeah. The journey of Natty Gann.
Yeah, God, I love that. He made her cut her hair and wear boys' clothing because he didn't want her to get raped.
She was raised
as a boy for like 7 years of her life until she was like 15 years old. And then she was
What if someone wanted to rape a boy?
Well, Maybelle was shit out of luck.
We should get back on topic.
Wow.
It's true.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, y'all, that's where are we? Anyway, let's talk about I'm sure we both have a shared teabag of Eunice and the Ryan takedown.
So you guys, Barramundi, that he's trying to serve them.
Barramundi. V
is,
or B?
B.
Okay.
Is a very mild fish in general if it serves fresh, which I imagine everyone's getting the freshest fish possible.
Probably.
Maybe her fish had something. She'd already decided, you guys, that
she knows she's on TV.
When she says things like, I only eat fish, so it's great. What do you think she only eats? Is it like stuff like flounder, which is almost no taste, or like cod?
Oh, no, it's fish sticks.
Oh.
She wanted McDonald's.
That's true. That's how shitty her
taste
is.
She loves a fucking fish Friday at McDonald's. Again, she's the reason why I had a Big Mac today. I hope she's happy.
Yeah, I'm sure she's the reason. I just need to say, even if you could say, bring me a new piece of fish, I think that would have been fine. You always make
no,
a little extra.
No, she wanted to make the stank face and say, it smells fishy.
Yeah.
She couldn't eat it. And so,
she said, just bring me a salad.
Bring me a salad.
And she's like, I'd really love to have McDonald's. How about some scrambled eggs? Y'all,
she already came. By the way, Ryan knew it was going to be her. He said, because it's always the person that comes to the galley that's going to be, in his words, the bitchy one.
He's right.
He is very right. And whereas, so she doesn't like it. Ryan takes it personally. But yes, I want to say that later on, they're having another. Ryan's decided if she only likes fish, he's serving fish on every single menu.
This is not a good idea.
Aisha says, this is not a good idea. I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know what's going to happen.
And she's like, I'm biting my tongue.
Oh, boy.
I do like Aisha a lot.
I just love her voice.
She does.
My name's Aisha.
Oh, my God, Betty, your parents died. Kevin, it was in a doodle accident. Sorry.
I like her.
But she kind of has the Mohammed thing from 90 Day where she could say anything bad and it's not going to say, oh, my, so sorry, we're capsizing.
It does always kind of sound nice and mellifluous and musical. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, what a small dick.
Oh, it's okay. The power of Christ compels you. I'm going to sacrifice this baby now.
I think that's all I had is just Eunice being a horrible, horrible, horrible troll.
Well, because they get dinner and now it's the thing. Aisha's like, she comes down and she's like, so four of them don't eat raw fish.
Well, unfortunately, she did ask. She's like, we have a crudo.
But Ryan, this is what I want to, this is what a fucking dick Ryan is.
He doesn't want them to say Ryan is what like, it is.
He completely blames Aisha.
Oh, yeah.
God, he's a misogynist.
He's awful.
He hasn't said anything in particular, but you just feel it. He
hates women more than anything else.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's just our own gut feeling. But he says, like, he looks at the way he talks to her and says, from now on, we're never telling them what they're having for dinner.
Oh,
he
said, awful.
Yeah, something's not right in Aisha's head. No one does that. And I went, everyone does that. When you do a wine pairing, you present a menu of what you're having.
She is.
Every single boat we've
seen.
She
is being exceedingly patient with him.
Like we hear her say next episode, have you ever worked on a boat before?
And what's interesting is, if he had been put with someone like Kate Chastain, he would be minding his P's and Q's. He knows he can push Aisha.
He knows he can push her.
He would be doing the same thing with Katie. If Katie from BDM.
And so here's the deal, though, that I thought was interesting about this. You see him going down, throwing a fit, blaming Aisha. Captain Jason sees this.
Yep.
This is the first time Captain Jason has finally seen a bit of Ryan.
Yeah. And so, y'all, he starts searing the fish, the crudo, and is taking forever
doing
it.
And he's doing it on, as Aisha says, he's purposely doing it to fuck them over and make
the guests are miserable, and it's going to make the whole boat miserable. And this is unforgivable.
And we just, it worked out. There's a wide shot of the boat in the distance, and you hear, God, I'm hungry.
Has anyone seen my robe? It's from Morocco.
And you see Kareem say, that's not luxury. I'll tell you what, it's not luxury. I'll tell you that. Y'all, they're going to give them a horrible, horrible tip.
I know.
It's going to be really bad.
These are garbage people, though. It's
completely.
We were due for a garbage charter.
We were.
Yeah. That's the show.
Y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com
yep.
eventually. Not right now, because we're getting our website fixed.
Find us on Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast.
Yes.
And also on Twitter at Reality Gaze Pod. And on TikTok, the newly viral Reality Gaze.
The newly viral. Yes, I love that. Y'all. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts.
How did I get that bruise?
Oh, God, it's on his upper leg, and I don't want to know. It better not be monkeypox, y'all. Until then, we'll see you next time, but see you next week. Until then,
Anchors Agaze.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.